I'm Josh Carey.
And I'm Chef Tom Jackson.
And you're listening to Cooking with Fire.
This week, we're talking about hamburgers and cooking up one of our favorite burger fusions, the lamb burger.
Let's get started.
This is Cooking with Fire, a global exploration of barbecue from KMUW.
Welcome to episode 23 of Cooking with Fire. Today we start a series on the wonderfulness that is the hamburger.
Hamburgers and all of the burger variations are a staple of the American diet, and it seems that just about everyone has a favorite burger.
No matter what you love, whether it's the classic diner burger with a slice of American cheese, or one of the many fast food variations from Whataburger to In-N-Out to Sonic, burgers are just plain awesome.
Today we'll be doing a fusion with the lamb burger, and this is one of the truly great things about the hamburger. With a few ingredient swaps, the burger can take on totally different forms. You could conceivably cook burgers every night for a month and not repeat a flavor profile.
Challenge accepted.
Before we hop into a little burger background, let us know what your favorite burger is, whether it's cooked in your own backyard or at your favorite burger place. You can tweet us at ATBBQ or send an email to cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com.
The history of the burger is murky, to say the least. Lots of people claim to have invented the sandwich, and you'll even hear disputes of whether it is Hamburg, Germany, or Hamburg, New York that gave the dish its name.
There are no less than a dozen families that claim that their ancestors invented the hamburger, usually sometime in the late 1800s in the United States. Now, these claims come from all over, from Connecticut, where Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro states that Danish immigrant Louis Lassen invented the hamburger in 1900. Lassen is said to have served a burger made from steak between two pieces of toasted bread, which of course lends itself to some controversy, and some, such as food writer Josh Ozersky, believe that it is not a burger since the bread was toasted.
Or the hamburger could have been invented in Tulsa, Oklahoma, which former Oklahoma Governor Frank Keating calls the real birthplace of the hamburger, which he says was invented by Oscar Weber Bilby in 1891. Bilby's family claimed that he served a burger on a yeast bun at his farm on July 4, 1891. His family eventually started Weber Superior Drive-In in Tulsa in 1933, and the fast food restaurant is still open today.
Or perhaps it was invented in Athens, Texas, where Fletcher Davis claims to have invented the hamburger sometime in the 1880s at his lunch counter. Fletcher and his wife also claim to have traveled to the St. Louis World's Fair in 1904. But we'll talk about the 1904 World's Fair on the next episode, as it has a special place in hamburger history.
But the great thing is that it doesn't really matter where the hamburger was invented. It only matters that it was invented. Because if we didn't have hamburgers, what would be the point of living? We wouldn't have places like the Heart Attack Grill in Las Vegas that sells a 2-pound hunk of hamburger glory called the Quadruple Bypass Burger.
So no matter where the burger comes from, we all know and love this dish. And today, we're going to start our series on hamburgers by completely disrespecting the traditions and making a fusion burger, the lamb burger.
So at this point, we would normally cut out to Chef Tom on the ATBBQ patio, but we had a couple of technical difficulties getting the recipe recorded, so instead, we're going to talk you through it right now.
So not only are we fusing some Mediterranean flavors with American flavors today, but we're also taking a condiment that's come from Tunisia, harissa, which is a really beautiful red pepper puree, and we're going to be fusing that with some Latin culture, something that's almost similar to a chimichurri. We're going with a green harissa sauce on our lamb burger today with a few other condiments, and we'll get to that, but let's start with the lamb. So what I did is I took 1 pound of lamb, already ground up. It's this really beautiful deep red color, and I wanted to add a few flavoring agents to it. So we've got some minced garlic, some minced fresh parsley, and some crumbled feta. That's all mixed together quickly, formed into 1/3-pound patties, and then taken out to the grill. Now this week our grilling setup is on a gas grill, but you could do this on whatever kind of grill you have at home. The idea is to have a very hot direct grilling zone as well as an indirect grilling zone where we can finish cooking the burger without browning it any further if we need to continue raising that temperature without adding more color. So we're starting on the hot side of the grill. It's at about 500 degrees right now, so it's pretty hot. We get a good sear on one side, we flip it and get a good sear on the other, and then we can move it to our indirect cooking zone and allow it to continue cooking until it reaches an internal temperature of 160 degrees. But I might be getting ahead of myself here. See, when I put the burger on it first, I let it do its cooking and went inside and made our harissa. So the harissa is a combination of peppers and several different flavoring agents. It's not uncommon to have some coriander or some cumin or a handful of other spices in there. Well, instead we used some mirroring flavors from fresh herbs. So instead of coriander, the seed that makes cilantro, we actually used cilantro. We did add some cumin in as well. That was all added on top of a variety of green ingredients, including poblano peppers, jalapenos, green onions, cilantro, parsley, I could be forgetting something, lemon juice. And all of that goes into the food processor and you blend it and process it until it's smooth. Then slowly drizzle in about a quarter cup of olive oil. And you'll be able to catch all this in the recipe.
Now, one of the things I want to mention here is that we noted we're going to finish this burger at 160 degrees internal temp. If you go look at the USDA recommended temperatures for ground lamb, they're going to say 160. And there's a reason that we're going to go ahead and stick with 160. The reason is that this lamb was already ground. We didn't grind it fresh, which means that any foodborne bacteria on the outside of that lamb would have been ground into the meat and had time to call it home, so you really want to make sure you get to a safe temperature for eating. On the other hand, most of the time when we're cooking something like lamb chops or a rack of lamb, we're going to be cooking it rare. We'll cook it to 125, 130 degrees, and many times recipes for lamb burgers will call for anywhere between 130 and 140. Now, we're not going to tell you to cook to that temperature, but if you're not too worried about it, it's a great finishing temperature for a recipe such as this. And if you grind your own lamb at home, you can feel even better about cooking it to a rare to medium rare internal temperature when you're done.
All right, so we hit 160 degrees. We pull that off. At the same time, I had been warming some naan, some flatbread, on the grill as well, so it'd be nice and soft and warm as we build the burgers. And that naan was just the right size for me to cut it into quarters, and each quarter would be a bottom or top bun. So not only have we said to hell with the normal beef burger that we put on an American burger, we're also going to shy away from a burger bun today by using flatbread instead. But don't worry, you won't be disappointed when you're doing this at home. Now, on the bottom bun or the bottom flatbread, I've put thin sliced feta cheese, or crumbled feta cheese will work just fine, as well as some really thin sliced tomatoes. The burger patty went on top of the tomatoes, the harissa all over the burger, and then some thin sliced red onions and the top bun. This burger has big flavor and an incredible balance of spicy, savory, salty, creamy, the textures. It's just one you've got to try.
All right, so that does it for today's recipe, and I hope it was all right that we couldn't get the recording done on the patio as usual. We went ahead and just winged it in the booth, but the recipe is fantastic as always, and I hope you guys cook it, and if you do, let us know, or if there's anything else you want us to cook, let us know by shooting us an email at cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com.
And as always, visit KMUW.org to get that full recipe for this week's cook.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. This allows other people to be able to find the show so we can reach more listeners. And join us next time when Chef Tom and I cook up a classic diner burger on a flat top griddle. And this time, we're not going to have any technical issues. Thank you.